From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Steve Lindsay. Who do you represent, Steve, and why are you here?
Lee, thank you. I'm Steve Lindsay. I'm from the Prince's Trust. I work for the Prince's Trust, a volunteer in Hearts and Beds, and that's where Train to Game are based, and that's where we established our relationship, yeah.
And how long have you had a relationship with Train to Game?
Well, we've been working with Mara for about a year now with Train to Game. They came to us and offered to help us raise funds for our, you know, work in Bedfordshire, and we got involved, and I've got closer and closer, and I'm amazed at the stuff that they do. It's fantastic.
What sort of stuff do you mean?
Well, just the whole concept of getting young people together as virtual teams to develop games. It's amazing.
And how many games do you think you've developed since you've been involved?
Well, through the game jams, they choose the best people and form the teams. And we've got four teams here today who are developing a game. And the Prince's Trust will be benefiting from the early sales of those games.
Excellent. And have you actually attended the games jams yourself?
Yes, I did.
Did you find it grueling?
Well, I didn't stay as long as some of the young people, but I did stay a few hours and I went around and met the young people. And it's fantastic to see their enthusiasm and their great skill that they bring to these things, yeah.
That's right. What do you think about the concept of a games jam itself? Because, as everybody knows, it is a grueling thing to go through. You're there for hours and hours and hours, and yep. At the end of the day, you've got to create a game. How do you feel that is as a concept?
Well, I think in many ways it mirrors the real world. In the world that they work in, that's the pressure, isn't it? You need to produce games of high quality, great skill, great interactivity, within a time frame. No, I think it's great. It teaches them about the real world.
What about the students themselves? How do you think they benefit from that?
Well, it's clear from talking to young people today that they're gaining skills both as individuals and as a team. And their employability, and that's what the Trust is very much involved in, you know, must rocket through this process.
The games industry itself is viewed today as one of the burgeoning industries, particularly in the UK, since we've had the tax break on.
Yeah, I read about that in the budget, of course. Yeah.
That's right. How did you feel about that?
Well, I got hold of Richard actually straight away to congratulate him, because I think it's a fantastic lift for the whole industry. Yeah.
And how you see that as a benefit to you as well?
Well, I think our relationship, in many ways, Train to Game echoes what the Trust does, because they're taking people forward with their lives. And they're giving them a fantastic opportunity, and that's what we try to do.
How many students do you think you've actually come into contact with or have been involved with since you started?
Well, in this relationship, I guess 100, 150 we've met through the time we've worked together.
And that's quite a lot in a short period of time.
It is indeed. Yeah. I mean, the Trust itself has very ambitious targets for helping young people. And in the year we just started, 1st of April, the Trust hopes to help 50,000 young people.
50,000?
So we've got a huge programme ahead of us.
And when you say you'll help 50,000 students, in what process, how will you help them?
Well, in many ways, Lee, we help people. We have a number of programmes, and when young people make contact with us, we have a chat, do a one-to-one, if you like, and decide through which of our programmes would they get the most benefit. It might be setting up their own business, and crikey, these young people are on that path, aren't they? It might well be just a small cash grant they need to move forward, to sign up for a college course, or to get a suit for work, or a bike to get to work. So a simple cash payment. It might be through a more detailed program, a team program, if they're particularly down, and often young people who are unemployed are, they're very depressed, and they need lifting up. Then perhaps they'll join one of our team programs, which gets them back up, feeling a bit more pumped up, a bit more focus in their life and where they're going to go. So a number of different programs we use to help them.
How many programs have you actually got, or are they quite fluid?
They're not, Lee. They're very structured.
Yeah.
They're programs that have been tested over a period of time. We run about eight or nine different programs across the country. We've just merged with another charity called Fairbridge, and they've brought their program into our group of programs, if you like. But no, they're well tested. I mean, they change as years go by, but they've run the course, and they've all been running at least, well, some of them, the business program has been going over 30 years, but some of the programs are newer and, you know, more innovative, if you like.
And when you actually said that certain young people people can find themselves depressed because of the job situation and what the way the market and the country is at the moment.
Yeah.
And you say you can actually help people with even with psychological problems.
Well, I think there's no doubt that the Prince's Trust programs do help them. I've seen people at the beginning of the program, and I go along at the end and see the presentations, and they are completely different. You know, I meet young people the first time; they don't look at you, their heads are down, they don't communicate with each other, they don't make friends very easily, because when you're unemployed, what do you do with your life? You know, you applied for lots of jobs and you're not successful. They spend a lot of time at home. They haven't got much money, so they can't go out with their friends. So their life spirals down the longer they're unemployed. And our job is to lift them up and get them back focused, you know, on achieving something with their lives.
That's excellent. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Lee.
The Station of the Stars. RTI.